Close your eyes and think thoughts of goodwill. Goodwill is the wish for true happiness. And you want it to spread around, because your true happiness doesn't have to interfere with anyone else's. So this is a thought you can spread around without any conflict. This way you would lift the level of your mind. And remind yourself of why you're meditating. Because you want a happiness that's true, a happiness that doesn't change on you, which means the happiness that doesn't cause any harm. With that thought in mind, then you're ready to meditate. The Buddha often talks about this. There was a time when Bahula asked for instructions in breath meditation. And before he got those instructions, he was given a long list of other meditations as well, including the Brahmaviharas, as a way of setting the mind in the right frame. You think of a John Mun, every day at the meeting, every day, right after he got up, spread thoughts of goodwill for everyone. After his afternoon nap, he'd spread thoughts of goodwill. In the evening, right before going to bed, spread thoughts of goodwill. That creates the frame for our practice. So on days when the practice gets dull or begins to get lax, you remind yourself, I'm doing this for true happiness. And even though I may not be happy right now, I know that what I'm doing is going to contribute to the happiness of others. So somebody's going to benefit. Because as we meditate, we need our ways of getting ourselves through the fallow periods, the times when things aren't going quite the way we want to. And we don't say, well, this is good as it is. You can't say that. We say, or trust in the knowing right here, right now. What is there to trust when it can change so quickly? If it's not trained, there's nothing to trust there. But you can develop goodwill and keep generating goodwill. Even though it may change too, still it gives you the right motivation. Keeps your views in line with the right view. That the path is something you've got to put together. Goodness is something you've got to put together. If you don't put it together, then you start putting together other things. So put goodwill together right now, and then use that as one of your ways of motivating yourself, of lifting your spirits when they're down, of restraining yourself when you start getting a little bit too careless. It's the proper frame for the practice. When the practice is protected like this, then even though it has its downs, they don't destroy it. And when it has its ups, they don't get careless. Keeps things in line.